and 2-1. Hello, and welcome to the Asian Craft Podcast. I'm your host, David, and that's Jake.
Yo, so we haven't done this in a while, huh?
We say this every time we start a new one.
I know, because every single time we don't do it in a while.
When was our last one, like 3 months ago?
Yeah, somewhere in like December, I believe.
Let me see.
I don't want to check.
I'm going to check. Okay, so you start off, Jake.
So, see, even though we had an extended amount of time of not doing anything, I don't have topics, and neither does David.
You know what? Last one was on February 13th, so not that bad. Only one and something months.
So, wow, we've been doing this for, like, way over a year now.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Pretty amazing.
And how we only have, like, what, 11 episodes out? We're good at this.
Yeah. That's pretty shit. Okay.
Spring break was pretty recent.
It was pretty recent. Did you go anywhere, sir?
No, but I had a very fun time with my schedule. I woke up at 12. Made myself breakfast, like, for once. Usually around 2, I get with friends and we just walk around town or nearby towns.
Mm-hmm.
And we would be back around 12.
Huh. Gays.
So around Wednesday, one of us got Cards Against Humanity.
What was that?
It's, have you ever played Apples to Apples?
Yeah.
So basically, yes. There's like a black deck, and it's like something is like, and each person gets like 10 white cards.
Mm-hmm.
So a black card is placed down, and then you look at your hand of 10 white cards and choose the one you want to place down. And then there's a judge who looks at them and then like chooses the best one that he likes.
Yeah, I'm looking at the website.
So you
I'll
get
put
it?
That in the link dump, which we now have.
Yeah, so my friends and I like to have messed up jokes.
Uh-huh.
And they weren't that bad, but some of them were like, the Smithsonian Museum is having a new interactive exhibit on, and my friend Nick Stryker said, masturbating into a pool of children's tears.
What a name, Nick Stryker.
Yeah, I know, awesome last name.
Yeah, I'm on the website, and one of the cards says, after the earthquake, Sean Penn brought blank to the people of Haiti.
Yeah.
One of them is friendly fire, another's brain tumor, flying sex snakes,
and then,
Santa
there
Claus.
Was one, a black card saying, Broadway is releasing the new, and then like, quote, blank, the musical, end quote. So I put Virginia Tech Massacre.
Oh, God. Okay.
So my friend just looked at me, and they didn't know whether to laugh or punch me. Kind of did both.
Jake, we could have done this.
We could have.
Look how simple it is. Oh, you can download it for free. That's awesome.
We could?
Yeah.
Alright, we have to play it off camera. Oh, that's good for you guys to know then. Our 10 loyal visitors. I doubt anybody still like listens to these because we're so inconsistent with them.
But it doesn't matter because we're still the best.
Because eventually somebody will hear them.
Yeah, and eventually.
Eventually. Like 2 years from now, I was like, oh, what is this?
Or maybe.
They got 30 episodes up.
Or maybe if like the human race dies out and aliens come and find this, they'll know.
You know how awesome we were?
Yeah.
So, okay, one of my only two topics I have. Wait, I only have one. All right, my only topic only says Olu Pool. And I think it's related to this story, right?
Okay, I'll give a little background. Olu was a guy we used to know in our old school.
Mm-hmm.
Who was kind of a huge, massive, raging fag bag.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thought he was super cool.
He was the one guy that everybody knew and hated.
Yeah.
Like, for good reason.
He ran like Naruto.
He was one of those, like, dirty kids that everybody hates.
Yeah.
Because he thinks he's cool. And, like, tries to get all up in your business.
Yeah, have you seen him run before?
No.
Okay, because it's like Naruto. Because he puts his arms back, and then he cups them.
Down.
He cups them.
Yeah. It's such a weird idiot.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me think about this story. All right, in our 6th or 7th grade, we had a field trip to a forest lodge, I believe.
I was there as well.
And Forest Lodge has a huge pool, like humongous. Like you could fit about my entire school in it.
Humongous.
Humongous. And I think there was like 100 people in there at the time. And there was like a little stand by it that sells water guns, right? And a lot of people bought them. But apparently, like, somehow everybody congregated in a circle around Olu. And it was like a 10-foot radius from him. And I got like to the front. And I'm like, hey, what's going on? And it turns out he brought his own water gun to the like field trip.
Mm-hmm.
And that thing was like this big black and red water gun. He's like half the size he was. And he's holding it, looking at everybody. And he's like, everybody stay still. And everybody did. Not because we were listening to him, but it was like thinking how much of an idiot this guy is.
I don't remember that.
Huh?
Wait, did someone make him cry at that time?
I don't even remember. I just remember. Oh, so he's like, you know what? Everybody put your hands up. So like after 2 seconds of like blank pause, somebody in the back shouted, God damn it, Olu! And they picked up their water guns and started shooting at him, just splashing on him. And eventually he started crying, so everybody stopped.
That's where it was. Mm-hmm.
And then we just look at him and he's crying. And it turns out he was fake crying. He looks up and he goes, surprise, motherfuckers!
Oh, I remember this. This is what I was thinking of.
And he tries to do a 360 and spray everyone at once.
Yeah.
But he trips on his own foot and falls into the water. So the same guy who shouted, God damn it, Olu, tells everybody to duck into the water. So at the end, it was only like 5 people still standing. And when Olu got up, everybody was in the water. He has the most like pleased look on his face. He's like, I did that.
I did that.
People on the sides were just like, God damn, Olu, you're an idiot.
Oh, Olu.
He was so weird.
What an asshole. Okay. So, you know, I was talking about the fight that he had with mm-hmm. this, like, black guy. Olu's black, but he's, like, African black. And like,
yeah, he's, like, dark, he's, like, dark, dark.
Not just African black, he's, like, white African black.
He acts white, is super dark.
Yeah. His name is Olu, and then blah, 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 blah. Yeah, so, like, he was fighting this, like, real black guy. And like they were going at each other, and you know they were just punching each other's faces. But then he all of a sudden decides that it's a good idea to do like to kick the guy. So like imagine his legs are like a 90-degree angle, and mm-hmm. you just jump straight up, and that just stops the fight because like everyone starts laughing. It was not a good experience for him.
I would imagine it to be.
I wish everyone had cell phones back then.
Yo, 6th grade was an easier time.
Yeah. 6th grade is when we had like 7 bomb threats in a row.
Yo, 6th grade was the shit.
That was fun. We stayed outside for like 8 hours.
I know.
Cray cray.
Some people got lucky and stayed in the shade. Others were like me, sat in the sun. That was shitty.
I got to sit in the shade.
Fuck you.
So, okay, so we have just exhausted all of our topics.
Yeah, that was all of them. But let's keep going on the thread of like annoying people.
Okay.
In your school.
Oh, I find my teachers annoying. Yeah.
Yeah. But let me. There's this other kid.
Hmm.
He's Hold on. His name's Hamza.
Oh.
And he's just like, imagine a bird nose. Right? Like a bird beak, kind of like shape thing for a nose. And then stick it on like a head the size of mine, like around a basketball.
Uh-huh.
And make the eyes bulge out and the chin super tiny. And make that whole thing like Indian brown. And then stick them on a body that's like 2 feet off the ground. That's what Hamza looks like. Make the body weigh like 80 pounds. There, you're done.
Okay.
And he's so annoying. Like, what'd you call it? He, like, ever since I got a Snapchat, he's been, like, bugging me with it. And, yes. Maybe, like, this is from 6 months from now, nobody knows what a Snapchat is. It's basically like you send pictures to each other and you can put like a limited space of text on it. And you can set the time between 1 second and 10 seconds. So he just spams them with me, at me. Oh, after the picture has been seen, it gets auto-deleted.
Yeah.
And like ever since like he started spamming me, I stopped liking him. Because he got really annoying. And then, like, what'd you call it? After spring break, I got back, and I looked at him, I was like, Hamza, nobody missed you.
Bam.
And he got mad.
Bam.
I know. Just like, he's being really annoying, he's trying to talk to everybody, and I'm like, Hamza, nobody missed you. He's like, oh, fuck you!
Do you hear
and
that noise?
Away. And, let me try to remember. I was doing my lunch in, doing my homework in lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And every single day, Hamza is like one of those poor people. So he gets like a 6-dish meal.
Oh.
For free from the school. And he hands it out to people since he only weighs 80 pounds and he eats like 2 fries.
Mm-hmm.
So he always gives me his mozzarella sticks, which are, like, disgusting, and the sauce, marinara sauce.
Uh-huh.
And one day he thought it'd be funny if he's spatting them. So everybody else in the table doesn't like him and likes me better.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I just, like, moved there last month, and I didn't really know them. So they're like, Jake, don't eat the mozzarella sticks. He, like, spat in them. I was like, oh, okay. So when they were there, like, they were pretending they didn't say anything. And I take, like, I open up the marinara sauce container, and I start dipping it in. And Hamza just like you can see him looking out from the corner of his gigantic, like, gross, gobbly eyes. And he's just, like, staring at me. He's like, oh, please eat that. And just as I was about to put it in my mouth, I threw it at his face.
Mm-hmm.
And it fell down his, like, what's the name? Sweatshirt. Yeah, sweatshirt. Like, into, like, his body, and just fell straight through.
Mm-hmm.
And he got mad as shit. He was like, blah, blah, blah. So he starts throwing food at me, like little bits.
Mm-hmm.
Like he calms down. And then I take out my homework, I start doing it, and then I got bored again. I looked at the marinara sauce, they're still spitting it. I just dump it onto his like container of fries. And he looks at me, he's like,
So he makes that noise too?
Yeah. Like he's this like small 4 feet tall brown like brown stick.
Huh?
She pours him out. He's like, I don't like marinara sauce on my like. No, that's not his voice. I don't like marinara sauce on my French fries.
Okay.
So he takes his ketchup container and he throws it onto my homework. And like he looks at me. He's like, oh shit. I didn't mean to hit that. And he just has the most worried look on his face. And this teacher was just staring at me. He's like, this kid's gonna get in trouble, but don't do anything. I was like, oh, I got you. And like after lunch, he like dashed away from me into his classroom with his teacher. So I walk in, I'm like, hi, Hamza. And he goes, the teacher's right there. And I was like, oh, hey, Mr. Blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, hey, Jake. And I look at him, I'm like, you should be scared. It's like, shut up, I'm bigger than you. I don't know why that was the first thing that came to his mind. He just looked at me and he tries to out-intimidate me. Like, he starts, clamping his teeth together.
Worth a shot. It actually works.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, whatever, have a nice day. And I walk out. And the next, today I see him.
Mm-hmm.
So that was from yesterday. And he sees me. He's like, Jake, we should fight. I was like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So I grab him by the neck or collar rather. And I hold him. I'm like, you really want to fight me? And then he starts like throwing punches at me. And he misses like 90% of them.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I showed you. And then runs away.
Well,
I'm kind of intimidated by this
guy.
He's like, I'm not even trying to, like, bully him. He's just, like, trying to, like, be all aggressive.
Mm.
So weird.
What guy?
Do you know anybody like that?
Like, trying to be tough?
Yeah.
All the Indians in my school try to be tough. They try to act black, but they have no
black. Yeah, your school is white as shit.
No, my school is Indian as shit.
Ah. Like, I hate Indian people.
I know.
And black people. And white people. And I brown people.
Just all people. Fucking, they suck.
Nah, man. Asians.
Let's see this. Oh, yeah. I've noticed recently that on Facebook, like, no one posts anything except the Indians now. Like, for me, they just have taken over Facebook, and it's like they run the joint.
Well, for you.
Yeah. God.
Huh. Alright, so I've been talking to, I just met him about this year, and I haven't talked to him since, like, 2 months ago. But we became really good friends for some reason. And,
That's good.
And, what?
Nothing.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
You said something.
Nah, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, story time.
Okay. So, what'd you call it? I've been Skyping him a lot, like, after school, and we play League of Legends together.
Yes.
So, like, around 4:30, he gets on, which is half an hour from now, and we just play LOL until, like, 6-ish. Mm-hmm. Then I do my homework and blah, 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 and all that. So yesterday I was Skyping him, and his dad comes downstairs, and I could hear him. And he goes, Nick, I found this spoon in the bathroom. So I'm going to ask you this once. What were you doing with a spoon
in the bathroom? What the fuck?
Nick's like, what? Where's coming? He's like, his dad's like, there's a spoon in the bathroom. He's like, what? He's like, no, there's a spoon in the bathroom. He's like, no, I heard you. What? His dad's like, oh, you didn't put it there. He's like, no, I didn't. And then his dad goes to his sister. He's like, did you put a spoon in the bathroom? And she's like, why are you asking me? You're ruining my life. Ah! I just, like, that's all I hear. And Nick's like, shut up, Nina, you're a bitch. His sister's like 2 years younger than him.
Nice. I say the same thing to Henry and James, whatever.
She's like, ah! She gets so angry. He's like, I fucking hate her.
Like, remember Eric, right? The short Eric?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, I was on Xbox Live with him once, so we were in the same party. And, like, we were playing, like, some shit or whatever. And then his mom comes in the room, and then she's like, Eric, get your fat ass off the couch and clean up your damn room. Or something like that. And it was just awkward.
I hate Eric so much.
I know. Remember when we, like, beat him up?
Not really.
That was awkward.
We hurt him a bit, but,
it was an awkward walk home. Polo.
Yeah, Marco.
Ah, I used it.
Nice.
Yeah.
But, what'd you make of it? He starts punching me. I don't want to hurt him. Well, yes, I did. But I had to control myself because I knew that, like, he's just going to tell his mom on me and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole time I was, like, clenching my fist. And I was like, I want to kill this kid. And you were a dick back then. You're, like, half black.
Yeah.
You're like, fuck you, Jake. And I just walked. I was like, oh, fuck that kid.
When was this?
That was 7th grade.
Mm.
You were a big black dick.
I was a big black dick.
Oh.
I have a big black dick.
You acted black and you were a big dick.
I know. Well, how could I not, right? Their school. There's like no black people.
I was always that nerdy Asian guy.
You were. You had your Zig-Techs.
Yo, man, Zig-Techs were the shit. God, I was fucking gay.
My mom even commented on that.
Really?
Yeah, we were in the car once, and then she saw you, and she's like, oh, shoes suck. She'd say that, but whatever.
God, I was, like, biggest little faggot.
Nah, yeah. Still are. Okay.
How would you know? We don't talk unless
we're... Yeah, ever.
Like... David and I, I know we said this before, but, like, the only time we talk outside of doing these, like, podcasts is, like, hey, you want to do a podcast?
Yeah.
All we ever fucking say.
Like, let me read our text messages. Let me see here.
It's also on Facebook. I'll check Facebook, you check text.
Okay. Let us start from the earliest I could go to. Okay.
Okay, so let me start then. This is when you poked me that one time.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, don't start that poking shit, I have to poke back. That was in response for when you poked me 5 months ago. Don't ever respond, I have an unhealthy need to poke back. Okie dokie, can you do a podcast tomorrow? Wow, completely missed the keys. 80% chance, so yeah. We never did a podcast. Do you have topics ready? I just realized I only had 2 topics last time. Don't have any, I'll win it. Wing it. Oh, okay. And then that was in February 27th.
Okay.
I didn't talk to him until March 27th, saying hi. And then, and then you didn't respond until April 2nd, saying podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I replied, don't feel like it. And then you said, okie. That's basically how all of our conversations go.
I wish someone made like a statistic thing that just shows how many like percentage of our texts are like podcast related.
It's probably 90%.
Yeah, probably. There's that one time when I first texted you on my new phone where you said you were like a white guy or something.
Oh yeah, I was a white guy.
You were? Oh, well. That's awkward.
I was white for a while.
So we're quickly running out of topic, let's play a game.
What game?
Have you heard of the iTunes Shuffle game?
No.
Wait, do you actually have music on your iTunes?
I use Spotify.
Damn it. Well, this doesn't work anymore.
So what was the game?
Okay, this is the game. Let me send it to you.
Oh, by the way, David, since we do Skype a lot because of this... here, let me show you my screen and tell you my problem.
Okay, yes?
So, in Skype, there's, like, the contact list page, right? Look, can you see it?
Yes, sir.
And then there's the call page. And there are 2 different, like, pages, but they used to be the same, like, thing.
Hmm.
Only different tabs. How do I change it back?
I had this, too. I'm trying to see here.
Are you sharing your screen of me sharing my screen?
Huh? No.
Yeah, you're sharing your screen.
How am I sharing? What?
Oh, no, you're not. That's me.
Sure.
It shows me sharing my screen, like on the bottom of my screen.
I'm trying to see here. Okay, I got this.
My frame rate's
go to view.
View.
And go to default view. Default view. It's...
Oh, damn.
Bam!
Damn, son.
Computers. I'm good at them. Yeah.
Yo, David is life.
I am life, and life is David.
David is OP.
Did you get the link?
No, I didn't. What? Yes, I did.
Yeah, you did.
Fuck!
Okay.
My default browser is not Google Chrome, Internet Explorer.
What a faggot. Okay. So the iTunes Shuffle game is a game where you ask questions, and then the other person is supposed to respond with a random song from their music library.
But I don't have a lot of music library. Can you use Spotify for this?
I guess so. Like, okay. Can you, like, unlimitedly,
Yeah, I can unlimitedly, like, browse through Spotify.
Okay.
So how do we play?
You see it, right? The questions?
What do your friends think of you?
And then you just do a random song. And then that's the answer.
Okay.
I'll ask you it. Okay, what do your friends think of you?
Hold on, let me open up my playlist. Too close.
That's great. Wait, is it like on shuffle or are you just picking them out?
Shuffle.
Okay. So, stupid.
That was good.
Yeah, okay. If someone says, are you okay? You say...
Hold on. What is the clockmaker?
The clockmaker.
Yup.
Okay. Well, How would you describe yourself?
Next ping pong.
Next ping pong.
Yep.
Is this all dubstep?
Yes.
Okay, well, explains a lot. What do you like in a girl?
Hit me.
So you like a Chris Brown? That's
yes.
Okay.
That was a good one.
How do you feel today?
The Matrix.
You feel the Matrix?
Yes.
That's good. What is your life's purpose?
Tetris.
Tetris. Oh, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
What is your motto?
Heads will roll.
What?
Heads will roll.
Heads will roll.
Heads.
Oh, will heads will roll. Roll.
Yeah.
This all makes sense.
Okay.
What do you think about very often?
Base salt.
Base salt. What is 2 + 2?
Big boss.
Big boss. Okay. What do you think of your best friend?
Running.
Run.
Original mix.
Okay. There's 10 more questions. Ask me them.
No, you're asking me all these and I'm going to ask you them.
Okay, if you want to do that. What do you think of a person you like?
You wouldn't know me.
Hmm. Wow, that's sad. It took me a while to register.
That's sad.
What is your life story?
Shrunken heads.
Shrunken heads. That's opposite of your life, but...
Thanks a lot.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
Cod's face.
Cod's face. Hmm. What will you dance to at your wedding?
Petrified.
Petrified. Okay, what will they play at your funeral?
Time stretch.
Time stretch. Hmm, that's deep. What is your hobby / interest?
Dubstep killed rock and roll.
Okay. What is your biggest fear?
Got to know.
Got to know. Hmm.
Like with a 2.
Got to know. Okay. That doesn't make any difference. What is your biggest secret?
Chinter's will.
Oh, okay. I know that one. Chinter's.
It's not Winter's Chill. It's Chinter's will.
I know. Chinter's will. What do you think of your friends?
Centipede.
Centipede. What will you... Oh, no. We'll skip 20 since this is a Tumblr thing. Okay. That was it.
That was pleasant.
That was pleasant. Now, I have a substantially blacker iTunes than you.
Okay. Mine's all dubstep.
Okay. Because, like, I have 5 songs... Or, no, how many? I have, like, 8 songs that start with the word bitch. So...
Okay. So, what do your friends think of you?
Let me see. Hold on. Man down.
If someone says, are you okay? You say...
Freaking it.
How would you describe yourself?
Call me maybe. How did that fucking show up? The one gay song I have, it shows up.
What do you like in a girl?
Dreams.
How do you feel today?
Boogie.
Aw, that's nice.
Yeah.
What is your life's purpose?
I don't know what that word means. Someone do another one. Mr. Quia. The fuck does that
mean? What is your motto?
USA.
Really?
Yeah. It's U.S.A.
You're very patriotic. What do you think about very often?
Accident murderers.
What is 2 + 2?
ABAB. Oh, no, that means a bitch. I think that's what it means.
What do you think of your best friend?
Same mistakes. By One Direction.
What okay. do you think of the person you like?
Me and my bitch. Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, nice. Better than you wouldn't know me.
Yeah.
What is your life story?
Beautiful noise.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
Guess who's back? That doesn't make sense.
Nope. What will you dance to at your wedding?
Extra floor.
What?
It says in parentheses, growing old, so I guess that works.
Okay. What will they play at your funeral?
Last words. Oh my god.
Oh, damn.
This is amazing.
What is your hobby slash interest?
For all my niggas and bitches.
What is your biggest fear?
Method Man.
Nice. And lastly, what do you think of your friends?
Never feel this pain. Okay, well.
Let's do that again. I'm using a different playlist this time. Okay. It's much more diverse. It's not exactly mine, Snick's, but...
Okay. Okay, you prepared?
Yeah.
What do your friends think of you?
He who begins the night.
Ooh, that's deep. If someone says, are you okay? You say...
We are.
We are.
It's important.
So,
go.
That obviously means you're having a seizure.
Yeah.
How would you describe yourself?
Revolution.
Ooh. What do you like in a girl?
Skywards.
Skywards. How do you feel today?
I remain.
Ooh. Deep. Mm-hmm. What is your life's purpose?
Harappa. Okay, let me. We built our own world. We built our own world.
Hmm.
Yo, man, these are deep.
Wait, are we on seven? Yeah. What is your motto?
To the opera.
To the opera. What do you think about very often?
Remembrance.
Remembrance. Oh. What is 2 + 2?
The Last Spartan.
The Last Spartan.
That was a Halo theme song.
What do you think of your best friend?
The death of General something something.
Okay. What do you think of the person you like?
Gathering charges.
Gathering charges. What is your life story?
Grunt Awakens. The Grunt Awakens.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
Let's see. Pegasus.
Pegasus. Yep. Are you just skipping ahead to the ones that make sense?
Nope.
Okay.
I couldn't find the skip button.
What will you dance to at your wedding?
Impend.
Impend. What will they play at your funeral?
Strength of 1,000 me, and then it cuts off. Men.
Oh. Obviously not, since you died. What is your hobby slash interest? Interest?
Undercover of Nights.
Ooh. So you're a rapist. Oh. What is your biggest fear?
The Normandy attack.
Really?
Oh, that's a Mass Effect thing.
What is your biggest secret?
Ebla.
What?
Ebla.
Ebla?
Yeah. What's okay, that? I'm going to skip one. Yeah. Infiltration.
Invocation.
Infiltration.
Oh, infiltration. Okay. So you're a massive, like, pimp.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think of your friends?
My destiny.
Wow. Okay. That was interesting. Should I go for round two, too?
Yeah. But
yes! Find a different list. Oh, I'm just using my library, and since my library is 1,770 songs, I think it's fine. Okay, go.
Oh shit, I closed the tab.
No.
Okay, what, I'm gonna, like, switch it up a bit.
Oh.
What will they play at your funeral?
Reagan. That's stupid.
What will you dance to at your wedding?
iTunes just froze.
Good job.
Oh, it's playing a video. I don't want a video. What the fuck is it doing? I'm scared. They're gonna play Alive on Arrival.
Okay, what do your friends think of you?
Blaze of 50. Oh, that's something.
How would you describe yourself?
Mo Cheese.
If someone says, are you okay? You say,
humbug.
What is your life's purpose?
the next movement.
Okay.
Okay.
What is your motto?
Speakers on blast.
Nice. Okay. How do you feel today?
My summer vacation.
Oh, that's sweet. What do you like in a girl?
A fancy clown. That's good.
What do you think about very often?
The first.
What do you think of the person you like?
Rubber band man.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's very odd.
Yeah.
What do you think of your best friend?
State of Grace by Taylor Swift.
What is 2 + 2?
Parental discretion is advised. And is it spelled with a Z?
What do you want to be when you grow up?
For you.
That's gay.
Gay.
What is your life story?
Blow your mind.
What is your hobby / interest?
Giving up the nappy dugout. What the fuck does that mean?
What do you think of your friends?
Stop rapping.
What is the biggest secret?
Silent night.
Ooh. Oh, damn, you fart in the night.
Deep.
What is your biggest fear?
Dr. Dre 1.
Oh.
Oh, God.
So we're done with that. And yeah. We've been recording for 37 minutes.
Yes. We will go on for 45 minutes, though.
Oh.
Okay, search up for games to play.
What I've been doing... this is a very fun game.
Mm-hmm.
Go on to reddit.com.
Yes.
And then in the search bar, type in 50-50. Oh. No spaces.
I love
both 50. Fs are capital.
I go there occasionally.
Yeah. So what happens is it shows you either a very good picture or a very bad one.
Yes.
See, I thought of that because I'm browsing Reddit right now and I'm subscribed to 50-50. So here it's either an erect dolphin penis or a porn star. So I'm going to click on it, and it was the porn star.
Okay, so I have one here. Bloody car wreck or topless car wash?
Oh, damn.
It's the topless car wash, but there's something about it.
Lovely.
Let me send it to you.
Yeah, sometimes it has both.
That will be the limp dunk. Limp dump.
Limp dunk. You guys will love this.
Yeah. It's something.
You're going to spoil. I'm going to spoil it in the next 2 seconds. So pause it now. Yeah, the guys are, they're guys.
Yeah, it's really old, obese guys. Okay. Here's another one. Bikini girl taking off her top or surprise chair attack. It is the bikini girl taking off her top.
Uh-huh.
But then she gets hit by a chair.
There's one that says blue waffle or blue tiger.
Bro.
Like, I opened up the comments, and the first one was, what's a blue waffle? Immediately after that, I was like, this guy is so innocent.
Oh.
I'm really glad it was the tiger. I was like, oh, fuck. That's no fun.
Okay, here you go. We have XGF posing nude or me posing nude. It's him posing nude.
Yeah, I seen that one.
Pretty seductive.
hot damn. You guys should try this. It gets scary. It gets very scary.
Okay, yeah, there's nope, 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 or yes, yes, yes.
There's one that says, guy texting while, while, like, his hand... an arm has been torn off in a car accident, or like topless women.
Mm-hmm.
It was the guy without the hand.
So I have two here. I have Sasha Gray's ass, or GIF of a guy's torso getting blown off his legs. It's gonna be Sasha Gray, and another one: Scarlett Johansson nude or alien coming on a girl.
Oh, that's not that bad. Some of the odds are scary. Like, straight up scary.
Okay, so it is Scarlett Johansson, so it's not that bad. Okay.
Oh, I have to show you this. You must put it in a link dump. Control C. I'll open up Skype. Control V. It's a very useful instrument. I think I might be using it very often.
Let's see this. It is. It is. Well. That's something.
Wait. It's a tent for your penis.
How do you use that?
What? You put it on your dick. You put your hand on this hole on the side, and then you jack off.
Is this supposed to be? What is it supposed to be? Like, when would you need this?
Very often.
Oh, very often.
I would use it all the time.
Okay, let's see. Oh, here you go. We have a man eating green beans from a woman's ass, or a kitty posing on a cute butt.
Click it.
Okay, it's a kitty on the butt. This is NSFW.
A lot of them are. So it's a very fun game for you guys to try.
Yeah.
Right now we're just talking about Link, so this must be not very funny.
Yeah. Okay, this one's a little bit risky. We have Marilyn Monroe shirtless, or two guys sucking each other's dicks.
Huh.
Okay, it's no dicks. I'm expecting it to be bad, but it's not ever bad.
Huh.
So you found something.
Yeah. It's, click on the second one here. We can't put this in the link dump because it's just going to change, but click on the second one.
I could just put the link of the picture.
Don't. No, don't.
What?
It's quite scary.
I see a centipede of girls. Wait, is that scary? Wait a minute, what? Which one are you talking about?
We must not be on the same one.
Wait, what is the title?
Oh, I closed it. I got scared.
Huh, well, I don't know how you're seeing this.
There's
Isn't
one that
the
says
vagina
slave?
Blasting?
There is one that says Slave Leia or Jar Jar.
I'm seeing that. Wait, is that fourth down for you?
Yeah.
Okay, so, wait, the second down is the human centipede.
That's really weird.
What? The human centipede?
I'm trying to look for it. It doesn't work.
Do you want me to show you the centipede?
No, thanks.
I'm sending you
the centipede. I found it.
I'm gonna keep this, and I'm gonna store it on my computer.
Okay, look at 14.
Wait a minute. Here's the one about, someone.
Look at 14.
Wait a minute, hold up. Caprice or an erect dolphin penis. 14. Zelda or urethrophobia inducing images. Okay. Now, is this the Zelda one?
No, it's not.
The fuck?
Click on it.
Wait, the Zelda one, right?
Yeah.
That's something.
That is something.
Now, we're gonna have to put that in the link dump.
Yep.
NSFW.
Okay, I think we're done, since we're just browsing porn, basically, now.
Not really.
I mean, it's like either, like, something disgusting.
Actually, yeah, we are looking at porn.
Practically. Alright, so we're gonna end the episode here.
Yes.
So see you guys. We probably will do one pretty soon since this one was shitty.
Yeah, so bye guys.
Bye.
Bye. Say something funny.
No.